That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, get to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
The future of Auckland is a debate that many individuals are engaging in after weather events of the past few months. Professor John Morgan outlines his vision for what a livable Auckland looks like and how we go about transitioning to a city that works for all Aucklanders in the face of the climate crisis. I started by asking Professor Morgan if we need to rethink what is normal after the recent weather events.
That's a really good question. I think that I've been in Auckland for 12 years, and there's been a sort of complacency around the future of the city and the notion of growth. What was very interesting about this storm is that in the immediate weeks, there's been a real rethinking of the whole sort of direction the city is going. I think at the level of the everyday conversation around the water cooler and in coffee shops, there's a real sense that this has changed something. Not quite sure what it's changed and how it will change it, but there's a sense that this is different this time. So yes, I think it is time to rethink what normal is. And obviously that comes on the back of 2-3 years of fairly abnormal ways of living, the COVID lockdowns, which have perhaps sort of made us more aware of the limits of the models that we've been using, the ways we've been living our lives.
And with that complacency of what the future looks like, how do we talk about the future now after these events, as you've said?
Well, I think that there are going to be many strands to the conversation. So one strand, which I think, and one way of talking, which will become quite common, is to get back to normal as soon as possible. And then there'll be the back to normal with a little bit different. So that could be a sort of a hard engineering approach, making sure we sort of build resilience into our sort of planning systems. There'll be those who argue a little bit more sort of for softer measures of sort of changing the way we live, regreening the city, creating green spaces, reducing our car use and using cycle lanes. And there'll be those who sort of offer a more sort of, I guess, sort of longer term perspective to say the whole direction of the city's growth needs to change. I mean, some people talk about the idea of degrowing the city, which is really, I mean, I suppose the piece we wrote was trying to say the whole city, the city of the history of Auckland is based on growth. So to change its direction to degrowth will be a major change. But then there's the other factor here is that what happens in Auckland will depend on what happens in other parts of the world and the way that other cities respond to the types of climate emergencies that are happening with increasing frequency. So yeah, I think there'll be many strands. The question for me is where that debate happens and who's involved in it, whether it's a big conversation or whether it's to do with technical experts making decisions. So those will be sort of the politics of the change, I guess.
And do you think it's going to take radical change, or is it more of like an incremental change, or a mixture of both?
I mean, I think the notion of incremental change would be good. I mean, you pose a question around sort of could we get Aucklanders out of cars? We're on the path-dependent direction. It will be like turning around an oil tanker. It could take 100 years to change this car-based suburban ways of living that we have. And whether we have 100 years to make that work is questionable. It might be that there are a series of sort of shocks, rather like we've had in the last few weeks, which will make us make some bigger steps towards changing. It's that real question. In the US and across the world, there's this sort of movement towards resilient cities where we look at other places which are facing the same types of problems. But whether that is going to be, whether copying other cities or working out a new direction for ourselves is going to be the answer is unclear, I think.
And you've spoken about greening the city and also use the term sponge city. What exactly is a sponge city?
Well, the sponge city became sort of became a concept which was used in the first few days after the crisis. And it's basically the idea that we create the green spaces which can absorb water. I think there's this figure that 60%, if we have tree cover, 60% of moisture which comes from the atmosphere can be re-evaporated and transpired back to the atmosphere. So we sort of we sponge it up. Trees act as sponge, but there are other ways of doing it, such as having sort of detention hollows in the ground which let water, wider floodplains which we've not built on, which all sort of allow for the slower release of water through the city. So if you're in the shower and you have a sponge, and you hold the sponge under the shower, the water is held in the sponge for a while before it eventually drips below you. So it's slowing down the rate at which water reaches the channels, which causes the flooding if it happens too fast. So the idea is that we've sort of, these have been tried in other parts of the world, and we could emulate them. The problem I see with that is it would mean a reduction in the intensity of land use. So we'd have to probably have a lower housing density. We'd probably need to, as some people suggested, get rid of those concrete drives. And all of those will be challenging the model of economic growth that we tend to rely on. After all, most property owners want their houses to increase in value rather than sort of decrease. But I guess in the long run, a more livable city could be more profitable and a wider definition of well-being and sustainability for us all.
That was Professor John Morgan on the future of Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.